looking back at some of the big things that have happened, let's talk about California and their law that went into effect January 1 and how a group like Protect the Harvest sees what they did and maybe is looking at a different game plan in other states.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what we're seeing in California right now is the results is what you get when you lose. Where we've been engaged the last 4 years, we've been fortunate to have a tight enough coalition of people and good enough messaging that the voters have approved everything that we supported. California is the opposite example, where they lost, and now they're paying the price. As you know, for those who love the puns, now they've got egg on their face. What does that mean? Well, this new law went into effect January 1st in California, and the wholesale price of eggs is almost 300% more than it was a year ago, which isn't a big deal if you're a Hollywood member of the digestive elite. It's not that big a deal. If you're middle or underclass, it's a regressive food tax. You know, here this law comes into effect and simply says, we're going to double your cost of your food. Well, no, triple it. It's a bad deal.
When you look at Indiana, we think of Indiana as an agricultural state. We don't necessarily worry about groups like HSUS. Mm-hmm. Should we?
Nobody worries about them until after it's too late to worry about them. We didn't worry about them in the state of Missouri until they came in with $5 million and were able to market a lot of what we considered nonsense to the voters. And even in Missouri, you know, it barely passed. Now the legislature reformed it, but that's why we did a farming rights amendment in Missouri, was so that we wouldn't be caught off guard in the future.